Calming.
How did we get here?
It's all right. I feel that way too.
The Great American Meltdown.
How dare you put this man into office?
As your voice of reason. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Out of the Orlando area, a jury determined that Funtime Handles, a foreign company behind the free fall drop tower ride, should pay $310 million in damages to the family of the teen who fell to his death. This happened back in March of 2022. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell while riding the free fall drop tower at Icon Park. I have to be honest. I lived in the Orlando area. Is that a newer park? Is that something else that changed names? I'm not sure. But anyway, the point is, the kid, the 14-year-old, was in Orlando for spring break.
Okay.
And he got on this free fall drop tower, and it drops riders over 400 feet. No thanks.
Ooh, no.
However, he slipped out of the harness and fell to the ground during the descent, causing his death. Mm. State investigation confirmed to West 2 when it was first reported that the two seats had been adjusted to handle the teen's large size, allowing him to slip out of the seat. So they actually went out of their way to make it so the extremely obese child could enjoy the ride.
Sure.
But yet in doing so, may have very much, set themselves up for some level of failure, which it appears that's what happened. According to the investigation, Sampson weighed about 100 pounds more than the recommended weight for someone to ride that particular ride.
Mm. Okay.
Though that information was not posted anywhere as part of the problem. Remember when it's the old sign? If you're not this tall,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Go back and cry to your mama. You ain't getting on this ride.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I want to be tall. Anyway, the owner was fined at the time. The ride was taken down. His family sued Icon Park and Free Falls owner, the actual manufacturer. Both parties settled the lawsuits against them. The only remaining case, the manufacturer was the one that was the holdout, apparently. The Icon Park and they settled, but it was the manufacturer that chose not to, so that's why it ended up in court and ended up getting $310 million. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, good morning. What do you know about this?
Well, first of all, Icon Park is off I Drive. All the stuff is, like, brand new in there. A little tiny place where the Wax Museum is. Pretty nice area. But, I'm just wondering what the lawsuit would have been if they just said, you know what, you're too obese to get on the ride. You can't ride on the ride. And also, isn't there a cap on punitive damages? I mean, they awarded Sandy Hook people $1.5 billion, Eugene Carroll, $85 million. There's a limit on punitive damages in civil law. What's going on here?
I mean, is there? Are there limits? Is it state by state? I mean, the whole idea of punitive means punishment. So you're not just trying to make them whole again. You can't replace the life of a kid.
No.
So you can't. That doesn't really compute. But you're saying, okay, we're going to try to make them whole. So you're going to need a substantial amount of money to help, right? But the main thing is we're going to punish you because you were, their belief, negligent. Okay.
Right. But that is another interesting point Donnie brings up. Just from the standpoint, let's say they told him, you can't ride on it.
Yep.
It's not posted necessarily.
Yep.
Now you've got a family who's mad. Now, again, total scenario versus losing their child, not comparing the two. But how many people have sued for stupid stuff? And I can see a family who are turning it into something that it's not and suing the pants off the company and everybody else for not. You embarrass my child. You embarrass my family.
Yeah.
You're discriminatory against weight. We've got laws against this. I can totally see them going down that road.
State lawmakers during the course of all of this unfolding since March of 2022 have passed a new law in Sampson's name enhancing safety regulations for amusement park rides. Now, they dismantled that ride back in...
That's very typical.
2023, yeah. Once...
They do that a lot. Once, if anybody dies on something,
right,
that ride usually goes away. So
it is, and look, I don't know all the details of the case, but it is interesting, isn't it, that they were specifically trying to make adjustments,
yes,
so that an extremely obese 14-year-old could enjoy the right ride. They went out of their way, but in doing so,
set themselves
the harness
up.
Yeah. Wasn't either adjusted or made in an appropriate way to make up for the, they expanded the two seats kind of thing. And,
sad scenario, but I get kind of Donnie's point too. At what point is there a limit of what someone should get? I mean, yeah, we can't put a dollar on loss of life, but we do. Ask the airlines. They do it every day. Ask the auto manufacturers. They do it every day. They've got a formula of what they're willing to spend if you die versus what it takes to fix that gas tank, fix that plane, whatever. So it does seem extreme sometimes.
We all share in paying for that.
Sure, we do.
In many ways.
Sure, we do.
And there might be other people that say, you know, I don't even want to start like an amusement style company because I'm worried about the possibility of something bad could happen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to put themselves out there.
Any business liability.
Zero risk.
Any business.
Yeah.
People will see your, they will.